What is it that is aware of these words right now? Staying as close as possible to your immediate experience on that razor sharp edge of the immediacy of what is happening right now with your eyes closed. Can you find what it is that is aware of these words that makes it possible for them to be recognized, that makes it possible for them to appear at all, for them to even come into your awareness as data in any way whatsoever? Just stay with your immediate experience. Don't refer to anything you've learnt about brains or bodies or eardrums or even spiritual ideas. Just stay with your absolutely immediate experience of the sound, energy, presence of these words, and see if you can find if there is anything at all that is findable, that is perceiving these words. If you find anything that appears to be perceiving these words, notice that that's another experience appearing within your direct experience. It is not what is experiencing the words. It is an experience itself. Stay as close as you can to this. Don't let your mind answer this. This doesn't require an answer. You are the answer. Can you find a dividing line between you hearing these words and what is hearing these words? Or are the two one and the same? Feel this really closely. Be honest with yourself. If you really feel that there's something separate that is being heard, feel directly into that. Where is that appearing? What is its nature? What is it made of? Is it another experience? Is it a thought? Is it a sensation? Can it be aware by itself, or are you aware of it? Just feel as closely as you can to it. Does it require effort for you to recognize these words, for you to hear the sound of these words? Or is it totally effortless? Does it require even the slightest hint of effort for these words to be received, for you to know that these words are appearing in any way whatsoever, for this sound to be appearing in any way whatsoever? Or is it totally effortless, simply appearing here, right now, with no time lag, no effort, no analysis, no straining, just utter simplicity? Let go of all attempts to analyze and just notice how effortless this is. Don't worry if you start to think about this. Just notice and bring your attention back to the sound, back to these words. A thought is not a sentient being. It cannot know these words. It is something you are experiencing. It's something you're giving life to, but in itself cannot experience. What you are effortlessly knows all of it. The sound, the thoughts, the feelings. All effortlessly appear right here in your experience. Who or what are you that knows it all? Again, this can't be answered. It's something you just look into directly. No thought can answer this question. Is there an answer, or are you just simply here? Effortlessly here. Knowing all experience right here without any need to try. Is experience simply turned on already? Is it switched on? Or do you have to switch it on? Can you even stop it? Can you stop experiencing happen now? Notice that in the same way that you hear these sounds choicelessly, that they just appear with zero effort, in the same way all experience happens with zero effort. It's all appearing right here and now by itself. Is there any separation that you can find? Are there any dividing lines or boundaries between this simplicity, this pure awakeness, this effortless being that knows, and all that is known? Or is it simply arising, all here, without effort to be found anywhere in sight? Again, stay close to your immediate experience. Don't let thought answer these questions. It will certainly want to. It will have all kinds of ideas about time and space and souls and brains, about even the absolute, the self, God, heaven, earth, angels, devils. All of it is just another thought. We're just curious to stay with this immediate, direct experience without referring to anything other than experience itself. And not even that. Experience doesn't require any reference. It just is. It's just here. It's often been called aware awakeness. But it doesn't need a name. It is simply what's here. Without thinking, is there a time difference? Is there a time lag between the hearing and recognizing of these words, of this sound, of this immediate energy presence? Without thinking, is there a difference between what is perceiving the words and the words themselves? Can you find where it splits off? Or is it all just happening right now, right here, immediately, beyond time, more immediate than immediacy? Feel the texture of sound. Notice its qualities. Notice its raw essence. Notice that it all appears here. When you don't think about it, if there's someone here that is hearing the sounds, or is it just immediate experience, just immediate qualities that we call sound, that we call hearing? Sound, hearing, all is one word, right now. If that doesn't seem to be the case, look closer. Look where a thought may be answering that question for you. Look very, very closely. See if you can truly find where you start and the sound ends. Where the boundary of the sounds and the boundary of you meet. Or whether it's all just here, flowing, just appearing, just fluctuating as qualities of isness, of aliveness. Again, just for curiosity of a baby. You don't know anything about life. You have no knowledge or information to refer to. Just immediate curiosity. You're a baby that's never even opened its eyes. You You know you are here, wordlessly, but you have no self-reflection. You are just aware. This is the most effortless possible experience you can have. You don't have to reach and grab anything. It is all doing itself. If there appears to be any effort being made, just notice it. Notice that it's the mind thinking, trying to grab the sounds, trying to make them into something. Trying to find itself as separate from the sounds so it can answer the questions in an intellectual way. Then just notice how it all appears here as well, that even that can be felt directly. If you're with that absolutely immediately, notice how that's the same as even the sound, that it's just here as energy, as presence. As fluctuations of ineffable qualities of experience, and even beyond that. Anytime you seem to be buying into a separate world of objects and things that are coming to you, that you have to reach out and touch, that appear to be separate from you, just come back and see if that's absolutely true. Just come back really close to your experience. Really close to this sound. Really close just to the energy of this sound, just to the presence of this sound. Notice how the thoughts always appear after you know the sound. The sound is already known immediately. There's no time lag between you and the sound. You and the sound exist as one flow. The thoughts come afterwards. If it appears otherwise, just look closer. Look more directly. Where is the sneaky interpretation in your experience? Where is it splitting experience apart? Where is it creating tension? Where is it creating a you and a me and a world? Don't think about this more, just look directly. Look how it appears as sensation, look at the texture of thought. If it appears otherwise, just know that you're just not quite looking closely enough. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Got a lifetime of habituation to buying into what the mind is selling, to referring to what the mind has learnt as your go-to reference point. What we're doing here is dropping that reference point. It may not want to be dropped. It may put up a fight. But that's fine. Just keep coming back again and again and again to this immediacy, to this immediate sound presence of these words or any sound that's appearing in your experience in any way at all. Doesn't matter how many times you get dragged off into thought. It doesn't matter how many times you appear like you're in a separate world, in a separate experiential identity from the sound. Just keep coming back to the directness of the sound. Everything is there. It's already there. You can never truly leave, and so you can come back immediately. This is a relaxed investigation. There needn't be any stress or struggle involved here. Just let sound come to you and just notice it gently. What is its texture? What is its qualities? Where is it appearing? This is about curiosity. This is about playfulness. This is about a genuine interest. Let's drop all assumptions, everything we've learned, and let's look at what is this really? What is this? Do I know for sure that I haven't just been placed into a simulation? Do I know for sure this isn't a dream? Do I know for sure I really exist as a person? Do I know for sure that time and space are real? Is that true to my experience? In a dream, it may appear like time and space are real. It may appear like sound is reverberating off objects and into our eardrums. But does that make it true? Or is it all just dream? Have you moved 1 inch from where you are in bed for that to happen? In the same way, in your direct experience, do you need to move 1 inch whatsoever in any direction for you to immediately perceive these sounds? Or is it simply just here? Dropping all assumptions. You're not what you think you are. Any idea you have about yourself as a listener to these sounds can be proved to be false in your direct experience. They're simply that. They are just ideas. Just identities that you're playing with. Things that you've learnt through your life experience. But when you look closer, they dissolve. Right now, there is just this sound. Not even you and the sound. There is just this sound. Just this perception that's perceiving itself. This isn't about what I say, this is about whether it's true for you. If it doesn't feel true for you, just look closer. Drop the past and future. Just come back to this immediacy and stay with it. Even if it's not immediately obvious to you, just stay there. It will teach you. It is the ultimate guru. Your experience is your guru. This sound is your guru. It will teach you what no other being can teach you. It is your direct experience. It is your home. It is your best possible teacher. You teach by direct transmission to yourself through these sounds, just listening directly, feeling the texture of them. What even is sound? What is it made of? Where does it meet you? Where is the dividing line? Just investigate directly. Keep looking. Keep feeling it. Closer and closer and closer. More and more and more immediate with it. Until it becomes obvious. Feel the miraculousness that this is happening. You are. The sound is. It could have been nothing. It could be not existing at all. Yet you are knowing it right now. Sound is hearing itself right now. No distinction between you and a sound, yet it is absolutely known. It is unmistakably known. You are unmistakably aware and awake and here right now. This is absolutely real. But your ideas about what it is aren't true. They point to a pseudo-reality, a non-reality. They are experienced, but they aren't true. Just stay with what's real, this immediate sound. This immediate knowing. Complete simplicity. If it feels difficult or complicated, just come back to the simplicity of simply being here, simply hearing the sound. Nothing else is needed beyond that. Everything else I've said is just words. As I said, it will teach you. You don't need to try. Just simply notice. You are here. Sound is here. And there is no distinction between the two when you stay immediately with your direct experience. It's as simple as that. The only thing that complicates it are thoughts. And you don't need to pay attention to them. They're here. Allow them to be here. There isn't a problem with them. But you don't need to buy what they're selling. Just allow yourself to rest here. Just see how effortless it is to be. Everything just appears to you. It just appears right here in your experience. How hard do you have to try to hear these sounds? How hard do you have to try to feel your sensations? You are simply switched on. You are simply here, and there's no off switch. Investigate this for longer if you want to. If not, just come back to the sensation of your body. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your hands. Feel your legs. Feel the tingling. Feel your back. Feel your arms. Feel it all wordlessly as an energy presence. Feel your head. Take a big breath. And come back. Notice how you, when you carry on your day, nothing actually changes. Sound is a great entry point for this. The visual feel can sometimes be a little bit tricky with this stuff, but sound is so obviously timeless, so obviously spaceless. Just come back to sound anytime you want during the day, anytime you find yourself in thought, anytime you find yourself lost in the storylines of being a me in a world. Just come back to the simplicity of sound, the texture of sound, the noticer of sound. And that's a doorway back into what you are. Just this immediate experience.